Hi, welcome everybody. To Now I See a Person Institute. We're having another wonderful conversation with a wonderful person that we've been in conversation with before on previous podcast, and yeah, so we're going to have another conversation this evening. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm going to step in here. So, Matt, my name is Dr. Susan Swam. I'm Executive Director of Now I See a Person Institute. And I'm so honored to have our guest here, and as well as Emma, one of our faculty. So I thought perhaps what we could use this time for is that our guests could talk about possibly what they felt was important that happened with them being with us, and about why they feel that the sustainability that we're asking of our listeners right now is important to them. So I'll let you have the helm.
Okay. Hello. I just would like to share some gems from my experience with Now a Person, Now I See a Person, and their staff, their amazing staff. I am somebody who has been in the world or dealing with the world of, mental health and seeing psychiatrists and therapists pretty much my whole adult life. But I've never encountered an organization like Now I See a Person. Their name is truly like their creed and what they stand by. Now I see a person. They're meeting people as individuals and not diagnosis. To be seen like truly as a holistic person who's had certain experiences that led them to be the person that they are currently, and not just a list of diagnoses or diagnoses, is so, it's liberating, it's validating. The staff are incredible. They're all very genuine and caring people. And I just believe it's a place that more people should be able to access and experience for themselves, people who have been through the rung of the traditional mental health world, and who have just been shipped in and out, like, okay, here's your diagnosis, you're experiencing these symptoms, here's your diagnosis, here's your medication that you're going to be on for the rest of your life. Like, at Now See a Person, they actually like factor in your life experiences and what contribute to the way you're feeling, the way you're experiencing life, so that it's not something that they're not trying to say like something is wrong with you. Like, they, for me at least, it was like, okay, these are things that you've been through, and it makes sense that you are expressing yourself in this way because of the things that you've gone through in your life. And it's It's just so validating, and the people really are so caring and have like all the empathy in the world. You don't feel judged. You feel seen and heard. And I just think it's a great place. It's a great institution. And if you're able and willing to donate, I think this, like, there's no better cause, because now I see a person as somewhere where people can be heard, and like where hope is instilled in people to believe that things get better, life gets better. You're not just a sentence of, you know, symptoms and disease. Like, you're a whole person, and, you know, there is a path to a better life that, you know, you may not see for yourself, but others can see for you. And I just really think that it's such a worthwhile cause, and it's so, so worth it. And they're helping so many lives. So yeah, I really do like care about the people and the staff at Now I See a Person, and I'm very appreciative for, you know, what they've done and the time they've given in my life.
Well, thank you so much. And I guess we will be signing off. Happy holidays to everybody from Now I See a Person Institute. Thank you.